And we're back.
Part two, bitches.
Yeah.
Conrad
O'Malley decided to press stop instead of pause.
I didn't know.
So now we have two shows.
You just bailed for the Baileys and the coffee, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
I haven't bailed. I'm still drinking it, but it's...
Right, but I mean, you left the room, and I was going to have to sit here and talk by myself.
I had to piss. And...
Man, I should have peed before we started. There you go. Oh, well.
You can go pee if you want. I'll read the sponsors.
We have sponsors?
No. Baileys Irish Cream.
Yeah. And bullshit Maxwell House Coffee.
Sold in
Maine. Everybody knows that Folgers is the way to go.
Dude, I still don't understand what the fuck... What is the difference?
Dude, we already talked about this. It's the best part of waking up. It's Folgers in your cup.
No.
You don't even know the Maxwell House slogan.
Because I don't give a shit. I just need coffee and it's cheaper.
Exactly. It's not as good. Low quality stuff.
I'm not a brand whore.
All right? I'm not a brand whore.
Get off my case, all right?
No,
if I want to be bitched at, I'll just wait for her to get home.
I can't tell the difference, for real.
You can't tell the difference in the coffee?
Nope.
Yeah, see? It's because they're virtually the same, just called something different.
Do you ever get, like, expensive coffees?
I mean, I've bought bags of well...
No, like, you ever go, like, to a Starbucks and get gourmet coffee or whatever they call it?
I bought Starbucks from Staples.com. Shout out.
We're
trying to get sponsored by them.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they gave you free shipping on $25 order.
So that's
tight.
I got
a bag of coffee and a microphone.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah, and it was...
And a Starbucks coffee?
Yeah, the Dark Robust.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
I don't like going to Starbucks because they don't, like, you look at the menu and it's like, I just want a black coffee. But then none of them say that, you know?
And if you tell them you want black coffee, they're just...
They're like, and what do you want in it?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, just the coffee.
You missed what I said. If you were a waiter right now, I would not give you a tip.
That's not nice. What do they call them? Baristas? Uh-huh. You can smoke another one of them in here.
What? Silencio.
Oh man, that Baileys is pretty good though.
And I just want to go over some of them too with you since you're here.
Okay.
Obviously getting married's on the table, and it's probably going to happen. But her idea of a honeymoon is just god awful in my opinion.
Really?
Yes. It's not what I thought it was going to be, which really hurt my feelings.
Oh, no. You want to go back to Harry Potter world?
No, fuck no. I mean, I would, but not for a honeymoon. She wants a road trip out west.
In the car?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Me either. Like, I hate flying, but if it's between driving out west or flying out west... Let's fly.
You should go to, like, the Caribbean, dude. Like, the Bahamas or Jamaica or some crazy shit like that.
That's what I was thinking, too. Let's take a cruise somewhere. Let's do something that's not...
No, see, if I was you, I would get where you're going to be and then be there and then come back. I've done the cruise, and it's fun, but it's kind of like you're on the boat, you're off the boat, you're on the fucking boat, you're off the boat. There's people all over the place. And
I don't care. I'm getting fucked up. Not to mention, I think it's a lot easier to smuggle...
not international,
it's
yeah.
It's easier to smuggle shit on a boat than it is on a plane.
I guess.
Unless you're Nikki Gomez. And she was getting on the cruise and she had a bottle of whiskey in her suitcase. The bottle of whiskey broke in her suitcase and all of her clothes were drenched in whiskey.
Oh.
Great.
Why would you not get the plastic travel bottle?
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
Dude. That sucks.
Some people.
When we were coming back on the bachelor party, dude, that bottle leaked in Andrew's bag.
Oh, my. And I don't like how we rode in the car with it for 11 hours and no one noticed it until we were about an hour away from home.
I guess that's when everybody got sober.
Well, that just shows you how high the alcohol rate is because we probably weren't smelling it because everybody already smelled like it.
Just already there, used to it.
That was so fun.
That was fun.
I'll look back at that. Man, I'm glad I remember most of it.
I remember some of it.
A lot.
It was fun.
You had the eye of the Jew.
Thanks, man.
You were drunk as fuck.
Yep. That's what you're supposed to do, though.
Don't worry, dude. I deleted the you riding that bull off my phone.
Good. I didn't want to ride that damn thing.
I noticed. It looked very forced upon you. And even if you watched the end of it, you just kind of fell off. There was no, like, you were just more over it and like, they're not going to throw me off this thing. I'm clearly too core strong for this. They're not, they don't understand.
Clearly too core strong.
Yeah.
I did not want to do that.
That's what CrossFit's about, right?
Yeah.
Core strength.
Fuck yeah. Make the big muscles do the work.
There you go.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I'll keep smoking cigarettes and taking in heavy amounts of sugar.
That sugar's bad for you, man.
Dude, I know. It's starting to worry me, too. It seems like that's like Rogan's theme on his podcast here lately.
Dude, sugar is not sugar good for you.
It will kill you.
It will. You try to avoid that.
That and high fructose corn syrup.
That stuff's bad for you, too, because of the sugar.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure that's like two of Mountain Dew's top five ingredients. Water. I still don't know how water is number one. I took a piss yesterday, man. I think, honestly, it would have melted into any sort of plastic. It was bad.
It stinks.
Yeah.
You ever eat asparagus and take a piss?
No, I don't like asparagus.
I was like, shit then, man.
Why would you like asparagus?
Asparagus is delicious.
No.
Yes.
Asparagus tastes like, I imagine,
you don't like
grass would taste like.
Have you ever eaten?
No. I've never
eaten. Have you ever eaten grass?
No.
Have you ever eaten asparagus?
No.
So how do you know what either one of them tastes like?
I might have had an encounter with asparagus as a younger child. But there's no way I'm eating it now.
Why?
Because I'm set in my ways. And food's one thing I'm just not willing to put up with shit. Like, if I order a cheeseburger plain in the drive-thru and don't check it at the window and drive home and it's got shit on it, I'll just throw it away.
What?
Yeah.
Go get another one?
No. Just say, fuck it.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's hardcore. You want me to go open that for
please,
the dog?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you got the hand signals and motions. But I'm just, I mean, dude, it happens all too frequently. I ask for plain, and they don't give me plain. Worse is always the best way of discipline.
I think I scared him.
Yeah, I think so, man. Did you see him hot-tailing out here?
Oh, shit.
I wish the dog could talk, man.
Yeah.
I wish that every night before I go to bed, some old Ted scenario would happen and Dexter could talk to me. It would just make my life so much easier. Like, hey, man, I got to piss. I'm like, all right, cool, go. Hey, I'm hungry.
Wife said we should put a GoPro on Zeppelin.
Me and Caleb talked about doing it, because when he stays here, he gets into shit, and I just want to know what his breaking point is. Like, what part
like, how long does he hold it together good?
Because, dude, we can.
He wants to come back in here now, doesn't he?
He can. It's cracked. Oh, no, it's not shut. Fuck him. He ain't coming back in here.
Okay.
But, dude, I think it's a good idea.
Because, like, Zeppelin can go in a garage and outside and, like, goes and barks at the neighbor dog and stuff, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
It'd just be wild to see what he does all day.
I just want to know what, because, dude, he just gets to the point, I know, and he just tears shit up.
Does he?
For shit to tear up. Dude, he found a cheeseburger wrapper. We have no idea. We don't even know when the last time we've been to Dairy Queen is. And then Wednesday I came home from work and there's a fucking cheeseburger wrapper in the laundry room. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Did you go to Dairy Queen while I was gone? Because I saw, oh, man.
Man, that's funny.
He kills me. I would want to get the doggy door, too, but she's thinks for some reason that a human being would be able to fit through that. Won't worry about drafts. Like, I'm sure you can find a way to close it up in the winter or something.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with an insert.
That's what I thought. I think it'd be great for him, because then he could just go outside whenever he wants.
Yeah.
But,
you know. What are you going to do, right?
One of my several ideas that have been shot down. I got some plans for a table up there I need to show you, too. You're good with the woodworking, right?
I guess.
I was going to build a fucking table, and it looks like it's going to take me most of the rest of this decade.
How big is it?
That's pretty good size. And she wants bench seating.
I'll just buy one.
Well, here's the thing. If you get online and look at those, they're like $700-$800 bucks, but you can build one for like $130.
Are you sure?
I swear to God.
Well, I tell you what I'd do. I'd hire me a $300 contractor and still come out $200 ahead.
Just buy, if I could get all the wood, it wouldn't be difficult, I don't think, to put together.
Yeah?
Yeah. It would just be a pain in the ass having to build the big-ass table and then having two benches to construct as well.
Yeah.
And if my friends weren't so goddamn fat, we wouldn't have this problem. We could just have a regular fucking table, but no. Because fucking big ass Johnny has to come over and break a kitchen table chair.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
From now on, it's metal only with him or a couch. There's no in-betweens.
Damn.
He always says to me, Woods Effect has worse friend. I was like, yeah, always letting you down.
Oh, man.
I could not believe that when he broke that chair.
Did he fall all the way on the ground?
No.
Did he just, like I'm picturing, like, a TV show. He's smashing through it and falling on his ass.
No, because it still sits in there, and it's just cracked right down the middle. And he was like, I think there's a seam there. And we looked at the rest of the chairs. They're all solid wood. There's no seam anywhere in that chair. He's just fat as fuck. Like,
oh, dear.
There's no excuse for it. He's been telling me his heart rate because he can calculate his heart rate on his phone.
Yeah.
He was like, dude, I came in the house and ran downstairs, and he's like, I checked it, and it was like 101 beats per minute. I was like, holy shit. I was like, you should run up the stairs and see what happened.
What, are you trying to kill him?
No, I wouldn't kill him. Fuck, exercise would be his best option.
Yeah.
Told him I'd start walking with him when he warmed up.
Walking?
I'll walk, but I'm not running.
How old are you?
I'm not running. I did all my running way long ago. That shit is over. It's like she's training for the mini, and there's just no part of me that wants
to. So she run every day?
Yeah. Well, she runs five, six days a week.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
I think she has two off days, but still, she's come a long way, apparently. She's running a 5K in the beginning of March.
Sweet. You should have done it with her, man.
I'll walk.
You should run with her, man. That's a good fucking bonding thing.
Nah.
Yeah, it's good to share interests.
Not yet. I'm still clinging on to cigarettes until we get married.
You always got, like, some end destination where you think that I'm just going to smoke cigarettes till here, and then I'm going to stop.
I told her I would make a real considerate.
And then when you get married, you're going to be like, well, I'm going to smoke until I have kids.
No.
And then when you have kids, you're going to be like, well, I'll smoke till they graduate. And it's always going to be fucking something.
Well, I've been smoking for...
Just quit smoking cigarettes.
I've been smoking for 10 years. It'll be 11 in June. So I would like to stop before the 11 rolls around.
Okay.
Because I'm not smoking two packs a day. I'm smoking like 10 cigarettes a day. It's not nothing crazy.
It's still...
I know. I know. All right? I get it from all angles. I know. But it's just, I don't know. I don't want to do a nicotine patch. I'm not chewing no gum that tastes like shit.
Doesn't taste bad. I've never chewed any of that gum.
The e-cig's the only thing I think that would help me.
Yeah. Do the one where you, like, wean yourself down on the nicotine?
No, I'll just buy the blue ones. And just, fuck it. They're $9, whatever.
How long do those last?
I mean, I can usually make one last a week. Oh. 5 days.
That'll save you a shitload of money, too, won't it?
Yeah, well. Yeah, about $20 a week. About 30, I think, to smoke. If you just.
So $80 a month you'll be saving.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. If you just look at how much. I pretty much smoke a lot of my money.
Literally.
I should just light it on fire. Because that's what's going on. It would be way more healthy if I just burned the money. But fuck it. I'm having this real other big dilemma in my life right now. Because now that I've established a little bit of credit, I keep getting all these credit card offers in the mail. And I'm just like, God damn it.
Stay away from those motherfuckers.
I just rip them up. But that Chase one's sitting there right now. And it's just staring at me. Like, open me up.
Dude.
Put some money on me.
Do not do that.
Balance transfer from your Capital One card.
Do not do that.
I know, man. Plus, I'm about to have to go back to school, so I need to keep my debts at a minimum. Because I'm going to rack it up. No, I don't know. I'm at a weird point in life right now.
Sounds like it. No, no, no. What you want to do?
Nope.
You want to go back to school and do your heating and air thing?
No. It's got to be something with computers.
Oh.
Computers is like, I can at least sit there and focus on that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not.
So like computer science?
Something like that, yeah.
Or like web design?
Ooh, that would.
Or graphic design?
See, I've.
Or you want to do like.
I would almost rather do the science aspect of it, just because I feel like that could take you further than maybe a web design. I don't want to design web pages and stuff. It's a whole lot of. I don't know though.
Sounds like you need to figure out what you want to do, and then start going to school.
Well, I'm gonna research the fields before, and then that's actually make sure what I'm doing is what I want to do.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Yeah, because the only other thing that
dude, that thing's going off like 100 times.
Shocker, it's Kel.
No,
she only calls when we do podcasts.
Oh.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
About your career?
Oh. Yeah, still lost. I don't know.
Yeah, well. Figure out what you want to do, then go to school. Don't open any credit cards.
Yeah. Quit smoking. Drink a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
This is all too much at one time. I'm on overload.
Look, baby steps. You can do the Mountain Dew pretty easy. Just... you know, don't buy any Mountain Dews.
No, but it's so easy to just go to Circle K.
Just drink a water, dude. You don't like water?
It's so plain. There's nothing to it. It's just wet. That's all. There's no taste. If I have a bad taste in my mouth and take a drink of water, and it's still there.
Oh, shit. I like water.
Yeah. I mean, if I absolutely need it, I'll drink it. If I know I'm feeling dehydrated, I'll drink some water.
So you just never just have a glass of water?
Nope. Nope. I'll make Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid? You gotta add a bunch of sugar and shit.
Dude, it is one cup for a pitcher. I didn't realize how much sugar that is. But
dude.
I only put 3/4 of a cup in there.
Oh, man.
Just because I was worried. 4 text messages.
I was going to say, nobody's text messaging me. Is it all from the same person? Hey.
Hold on, man.
What? Do we got, hey, hit pause. I don't know how to do it. You're going to fuck it up again.
Just keep it going for a second.
Keep talking?
Yeah, just keep it going.
Kai got 4.
In the fucking house, man. God damn it.
What?
She asked me if the dog got out.
Why would the dog be out? He was just scratching at the door.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you just ask me? I'll pay attention.
Razoom. All right, we back. Again, dude, this has been the worst podcast of all time.
Man, you keep breaking it up. We can't get a solid conversation going. If you're going to keep running out of the room.
This is my life, man.
It's hectic.
360 days a year, it's not hectic. But 5 days, you can guarantee it will be.
Today's a hectic day, huh?
Very hectic.
So, did you get your truck going?
Mm-hmm.
What was wrong with it?
I don't know. I added some oil, got a jump, and now it's just back to normal. It's a piece of shit. I'm working on, my parents are supposed to be letting me switch, and they're potentially saying that I might get the Patriot.
Oh, yeah?
And then they're going to get the truck back.
Damn, that's a good deal on your part.
Yeah.
But that'll totally make up for that fantasy basketball trade you made earlier.
Whoa, man, come on. But no, then the only catch is that he wants me to, I would have to start paying my own car insurance, which I'm okay with. That's fine with me, but for some reason my dad thinks he needs to still pay it. Whatever, bro. I'm not going to tell you not to. You're saving me some money.
Right.
But. Be sweet though. I'd like to get that.
Yeah,
be nice to have your truck. Get an SUV. Haul more than 2 people around.
Yeah, that is kind of a pain in the ass with the truck, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like I told Johnny, I was like, it'd be impossible for me to pick you and Bub up in my truck. I'd have to sit in the back of my own vehicle.
That would be.
It'd be terrible. But
that'd be rough on your truck too, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of weight.
I know. Did I ask you if you watched the interview already?
No.
Did you watch it?
No.
It's on Netflix.
That's what I heard.
Dude, it's awesome.
Is it funny?
It is funny.
Maybe I'll go home and watch it this afternoon.
I really liked it.
It's free?
Yeah, on Netflix.
That's titties. I'm going to do that, yeah. I think.
It was, it's pretty funny.
That's what I heard.
If you're into the silliness.
Yeah.
Well, but once you see Eminem, that's when the good stuff starts.
Oh, yeah. Just
drop that on you and leave it at that.
Okay.
Well, I say we just go ahead and wrap it up.
All right.
This you guys should have a train wreck. Yeah, I got stuff to do, people to see.
All right.
I'm kind of drunk, though, so I don't know if I should drive.
Might want to take a nap.
They have Uber in Sellersburg.
Maybe.
You want to give me a ride to the bank?
What? I guess
wait,
I can.
Wait, well, you got a tolerance, though.
Dude, I was going to say, I had like 2 shots of Bailey's.
Oh, fuck. All right.
That didn't get me.
I was trying to get other people to give me a ride. It's a strange question, but it's before noon. I'm a little bit drunk. Could you possibly give me a ride?
They're just going to think you had a real late night.
Oh, well. Yeah.
real late night.
Jerry Wyckoff obviously bailed on the show. Don't know when we'll be able to. Could you stop that possibly?
Can you hear that?
Pretty annoying. Yeah, you can hear that. That's still part of your microphone, bro.
Sorry.
Alright. But Jared Wyckoff has bailed on the show due to fatherly requirements, so we'll try to get him back soon. Me and Kelly are supposed to.
Are those house shoes or are those your Sperry's?
These are my Sperry's with my nice fleece socks on. Check it out.
I see that.
Can flip them over right there.
Word.
But anyways. God damn it. Yeah. Supposed to do a podcast with Kelly, but I don't know when. She's obviously busy, so.
Tax season.
Yeah. Woohoo. Yeah. Make sure you pay your taxes, folks. You don't want to end up in jail like Wesley Snipes. Or, well, who was it? Yeah, it was Wesley, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a bunch of people.
Well, yeah, but can't really blame them. The athlete list could go on forever, I imagine. But thank you for listening. I guess we'll be back next week. I don't see why not.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll be here, so.
We out?
Yeah. Signing off, I guess. We will see you guys next week. Follow me on Twitter at the safe capital T meeting dot, or no, god damn it.
Fuck that. Nobody's going to follow us on Twitter to turn it off.
If you have an email, don't bother sending it either because we can't check it. So have a good day and this is the end.